Ikväll så ska musikbyrån handla om en av Afrikas största popstjärnor genom tiderna, nämligen Fela Kuti. Och det är inte ofta som man kan hävda att en enda person ligger bakom en hel musikgenre. Historien brukar sällan vara så enkel, men i det här fallet så är det faktiskt så. Afrobeat är nämligen Fela Kutis alldeles egenskapelse. Han inspirerades av folk- och populärmusik från sitt hemland Nigeria, men också av amerikansk funk och jazz. Musikstilar med rötterna just i Afrika. Och de här influenserna, de tycks fortsätta vandra fram och tillbaka över Atlanten. För i USA idag så finns det afrobeatband som inte bara är influerade av Fela Kuti och hans verk. Nej, de är nästan som hans lärjungar. Well, this is all we can take on Buka Connection for today.
The more you play, the more you realize how ingenious someone like Fela Kuti was. It's something you are learning all the time you listen to it.
We're students in a greater tradition, a tradition that's older than us.
When the higher forces give you the gift of music, musicianship, it must be well used for the good of humanity.
Fela Kuti, en karismatisk förgrundsgestalt, politiskt och musikaliskt för många svarta, både i Afrika och i USA. När det skulle göras en hyllningsskiva till Fela Kuti och AIDS-offren i Afrika förra året blev det en imponerande lista svarta artister som ställde upp. D'Angelo, Sade, Dead Press, Macy Gray och Common var bara några av dem som samlades för att använda musiken på det sätt som Fela Kuti förespråkade, som vapen i en kamp. Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra kommer från New York, ett multietniskt storband. I deras åderår flyter Fela Kutis musik och ideologi med kraftfulla pulsslag. För dem smälter musik och ideologi samman i Afrobeat, och man anar nästan en underton av mystik.
Once you hear this type of sound, it does something to you, both as a musician and as just a listener.
It's a very social music. It's a very social media, like as far as we're not acting alone, we couldn't act selfishly and have the music sound like it does.
Some of the underlying rhythmic repetition kind of hypnotizes you. Even when you don't particularly want to be hypnotized, it kind of pulls you in. And so that in itself has helped us, you know, expand the audience. You know, I think anyone that kind of gets exposed to this genre of music usually is hooked into it. Hurry, 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 everybody.
Antibalas är inte några totala afrobeat-kopior. Det finns till exempel mycket latinamerikanska influenser också. Man bygger på med egna idéer, men grunden är Fela Kuti.
So one of the main things, you know, that we've been sort of integrating into our songs, both in our own tradition of politics and also the tradition that Fela, our teacher, is coming from, is the new ways that colonialism exists in the world through multinational corporations, through globalization, through the way that America and European countries and Japan keep poorer countries in Latin America and Africa and Southeast Asia impoverished because of foreign debt. And, you know, specifically, that's one of the things that we try to bring up and just encourage people to say, well, it's not that we're pointing the finger at you, but rather, you know, how are any countries going to lift themselves up under the chains of debt? It's never going to happen. And there's a lot of people that are aware of that, you know.
Ja, inom afrobeat så är det egentligen helt omöjligt att skilja det rent musikaliska från det mer politiska. Vi har sett lite av dagens utövare. Nu har det blivit dags att släppa fram själva översteprästen. Vi ska se på en film som heter Music is the Weapon. Den är från 1982 och bara titeln säger egentligen väldigt mycket om vilken roll Fela Kutis musik spelade i Nigeria på den här tiden. Han kallades för The Black President och det var inte bara ett showbusinessnamn. Nigerias regering, de tog i alla fall på största allvar.
The king. When you're king of African music, you are the king. Because music is the king of all professions. At 95, tomorrow, next month, I'll be president of this country. I will be president of this country, I know that. Elections to ring, come. I pass the plan, I'm very well. Elections to ring, come. I pass the plan, I'm very well. Him take all politicians, we rule Nigeria before. Disable politicians, we spoil Nigeria before. I pass the carry all of them. All of them, they are now. Enough of this. The young Africans get 2 years for hair, them get 2 eyes too. Them they see the thing where they happen on them, they hear them too. Few people they fat with the big money and the rest they hungry. Me, I challenge your boss or journal, why you're in there all the time. Make him carry me, go any cut, I go open book for him. Now why your government we dey oh, egg by me oh. Now Ricky my government we dey oh, yeah party pa oh. Now party party government we dey, egg by me oh. Ricky money, party party arranging it. Why yo, party party arranging it. Ricky money, why yo. Adam together, give me the answer. I mean arrangement. Ricky money.
Who is Fela? Some say he's the greatest musician in Africa. Others that he's a prophet. Still others that he's a rebel, a revolutionary tribune. Once his name was Fela Ransom Kuti, the name of a slave. Since 1977, he calls himself Fela Anikulapo Kuti, the name of a king. To support his candidacy in the presidential elections of 1983, he created his own party, the MOP. The movement of the people.
The youth are not interested in election anyway. I think they will be interested if MOP takes part, you know. And it would be wise for them to register MOP quickly, because if they don't register MOP this time, I think there will be trouble. But the point is, knowing this government, they will not register me. They don't intend to register me. They are trying to make the government into a two-party government where they won't be able to register any more parties. They want to make it like a law that no government cannot have more than two parties in the country. The people's minds have gone low. Food,
No food, no water, no light, no government. So the people are aging. There's no solid situation. The roots have been lost. Our senators are going to America every day and coming back. And nothing has happened in my country. And the newspapers are crying, I'm robbers, thieves. So the public think they have to take care of themselves. So any thief they think they see, they lynch, they kill by themselves, which is wrong. It's very un-African. Africans don't behave like that. These are the kind of criminal behavior, criminal atmosphere a government has put in the country. People not having steady minds. But I see a future. I see a future in my own political party. Pan-Africanism is in the minds of everybody now, subconsciously. Everybody knows they have to be Africans now.
Born in 1938 in Nigeria. His father was a Protestant preacher and a school principal, a severe, rigorous man in the British manner. His mother was the great lady of Nigerian independence, a militant attracted by the communist cause. She even met Mao Zedong. The Ransom Kutis were not inhibited by the English settlers. They were also totally indifferent about upholding the old African traditions. They provided young Fela with a typical Western education. In the early 60s, Fela was a student in London. His love then was music, not politics. In his generation, African consciousness would suffer a strange detour through the Black American movement. Black world shared the dream of Martin Luther King. A few months later, Kennedy was assassinated.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
In 1969, Fela sails for the United States. He'll stay 10 months. Black power is at its peak. After the disappointment of the various civil rights movements, the Watts riots, the assassination of Martin Luther King. In Los Angeles, Fela reads the autobiography of Malcolm X over and over again. He wants to become a hero, a black hero. He writes his first protest songs. Across the ocean, 3,800 miles away from home, Fela discovers Africa. When Fela returns to Nigeria, the Biafra War is raging. It will go on for 2.5 years and leave 1 million dead among the ruins. As wars go, this one is particularly absurd. The division of Africa among the colonialist powers failed to consider ethnic frontiers. The Biafran rebels attempt to secede only to be ruthlessly subdued by federal forces.
Move on.
Fela's mistrust of new African governments, especially that of Nigeria, is born from this war. It's a mistrust that will soon grow into open war.
You know, there are many dangerous people in Africa. The president of Nigeria is dangerous. Shagari is dangerous. As a person himself, he's weak. But his surroundings, his administration is dangerous. He is not as dynamic to be as dangerous, but his setup is dangerous. Because they all say he's great and everything, but underneath, he's pulling the whole continent, you understand? So he's dangerous. You know, he has nothing to offer, he doesn't make big statements as such, but it's in Nigeria they come and do apartheid committee, apartheid this, you know, they're meeting in about Namibia in Nigeria, everything Nigeria takes on its head. You see, but this country is a Gestapo country. How can Nigeria be talking about South Africa? You see, South Africa is better than Nigeria. I know so. But look, we are saying whites are mistreating blacks in South Africa. Okay, that is bad. That is racism. They have a reason to do it. Then blacks are mistreating blacks in Nigeria. What's the reason? That's worse. Police beat people on the streets like dogs. They do it, but they know they face public criticisms. So they watch themselves to do it. But in Nigeria, they say Nigeria is against apartheid. Nigeria is this, Nigeria is a good... In America, talks about Nigeria like Nigeria is the greatest African country. But Nigeria is the worst African country. We have the worst things are happening, worse than South Africa.
Lagos, capital city of Nigeria. The country is the white elephant of Africa. 100 million inhabitants, which means that one African out of four is a Nigerian. It's the sixth largest oil producer in the world. But these billions of dollars must first pass through the pockets of a handful of chiefs and ex-generals. You can get a hi-fi set and cellophane-wrapped bread anywhere in Lagos. And you can also drive through miles and miles of suburbs that have no water, electricity, nor sewers. An enormous underground traffic in weapons has been taking place since the Biafra War. The number of holdups became so high that the government decided to hold public executions. Thieves were shot once a month on Sunday on the most popular beach in Lagos.
Everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some people lost some bread. Someone nearly died. Someone just died. Police, they come, army, they come. Confusion everywhere. 7 minutes later, all don't cool down, brother. Police don't go away, army don't disappear. Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
We fear to fight for freedom. We fear to fight for liberty. We fear to fight for justice. We fear to fight for happiness. We always get reason to fear. We no one die. We no one wound. We no one quench. We no one go. I get one child. My mother for house. My party for house. I won't build a house. I don't build a house. I no one quench. I won't enjoy. I no one go. So policeman go slap your face, you know, go talk. Army man go weep your ass, you go, they look like donkey. Rhodesia, they do them own, our leaders, they have for nothing. South Africa, they do them own. Them leave sorrow, tears and blood.
Them regular trademark.
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 Regular trademark.
Them regular trademark.
That is why everybody run, run, run. Everybody scatter, scatter. Some
people lost some bed. Someone nearly died. Police they come, army they come. Confusion everywhere. Ah, so time when they go. Time no wait for nobody. Like that. Ah, but police go they come, army go they come with confusion. In style, like this.
This is the famous Victoria Beach, where so many thieves were executed. Since the return to civilian government 3 years ago, the shootings have stopped. The sea, however, keeps washing up bodies. Lagos, the most dangerous city in the world. In broad daylight, a gang of thugs may come out of nowhere, wielding a board stuck with nails or a broken bottle, and burst your tires, rip open your suitcase, or gouge your eyes out. It's 10 o'clock at night in Ikeja, a suburb 18 miles from downtown, close to the international airport. This is one of the most violent spots in Lagos. Every night, around midnight, Fela arrives at the shrine in his little bus with his singers and dancers. The shrine is Fela's nightclub, but it's also a real shrine, as you will soon realize. The musicians have been playing for hours. The audience is already wound up. People come from all over the country. There are workers as well as students, cops, thieves, the unemployed, and even government ministers traveling incognito. And no one can say whether they've come to listen to the inflammatory speeches of the prophet or to rock to his very special Afro beat.
Everywhere you go, everywhere you dig, everybody will hunt to power show. Immigration officer day, him go bluff you.
Yes.
Waste your time.
Yes.
Change him head.
Yes.
Someday comb them hair.
Yes.
Then tidy them table.
Yes.
And then pull them share.
Yes.
Before him go no say you did there. If you not talk quick,
yes.
Him go go for her shit.
Yes.
Go she come back.
Yes.
And you talk to Rama.
Yes.
Then you surprise when it shock for you.
Yes.
Say you no go cross,
yes.
You no go cross today.
Yes.
Now that time them go start and power show.
I must say yeah, yeah.
At 7 in the morning, day breaks and the music stops. Looking barely tired, Fela and his women leave the shrine.
Oh yeah. Let me do.
Who's that helicopter, man?
See you later.
They reach Kalakuta, the great communal house where they all live, a few blocks away. In 10 years, Fela has never left this working class suburb, even when he had money or power. Here, he is loved and respected as a new breed of African chief. The Kalakuta Republic, one-story barracks for Fela, his lieutenants, and his women. Next to it, a series of smaller huts for bodyguards, handymen, transients, and everyone else. 100 people live here permanently. This is Fela's republic, or rather, his kingdom. When he travels abroad, he charters an entire Boeing to transport his close friends, his orchestra, and his 15 wives.
It's very important for a man to marry many women. Because a man goes for many women in the first place. Like in Europe, when a man is married, he goes after her. When the wife is sleeping, he goes out and fucks around, man. You should bring the women to the house, man, and live with him. And stop running around the streets. You see, that is what a man is supposed to do. A man is not supposed to run around the streets after women. You see, women should be in his home.
In 1977, Fela married his 27 singers and dancers in one fell swoop, according to the Yoruba ritual. They are now called the Queens.
In the African tradition, you are taught not to be jealous.
Africans, please listen to me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer, suffer for world,
amen.
Enjoy for heaven,
amen.
Christians go the yab,
amen.
In spiritum heavenus,
amen.
Muslims go the call, Allahu Akbar. Suffer, suffer for world,
amen.
Enjoy for heaven,
amen.
Christians go the yab,
amen.
In spiritum heavenus,
amen.
Muslims go, they call Allahu Akbar. Open your eye everywhere. Archbishop na maybe king. Oku na enjoyment. Imam na balade. Archbishop na maybe king. Oku na enjoyment. Imam na balade.
Archbishop.
Christianity and Islam, they are only artificial religions, artificial. And the reason why Islam and Muslim and Christianity is spread all over Africa, we know, is to exploit the people. All Christians think like white, like European, like English and Americans, and all Muslim people think like Arabs. So they're just diverting the African minds from their roots, that's all, you know. And Africans must know. You see, they must have the original one. And somebody must spread the knowledge of this. And I think I have the knowledge. The whole thing is that this world is a world of higher forces, and people must realize it. And you do it by yourself in your home, by knowledge of your culture, your background of your family, or your people. It's not through Christianity or Muslim. They're deceiving the people.
When Fela began to preach a return to traditional religion, it was in search of a deeper African identity. It was a cultural provocation, an intellectual move. But in the spring of 1981, the spirits really visited Fela's house. Since this revelation, a dialogue with the other world takes place every day. At the shrine, around 2 a.m, right in the middle of the show, Fela suddenly asks for silence and performs a rite on behalf of the main Yoruba spirits, Shango, Ogun, Ifa. The same great spirits that are found in America, in voodoo, in Afro-Cuban and Brazilian cults. On the altar, there are also the portraits of Malcolm X, of Nkrumah, the hero of African independence, and also that of Fela's own mother, who since her death has become the spirit of rain.
Thank you.
music is a spiritual thing. You don't play with music. If you play with music, you will die young. You see, because when the higher forces give you the gift of music, musicianship, it must be well used for the good of humanity. If you use it for your own self by deceiving people or doing this, you will die young. You see? And I've told people this many times. So I'm going to prove them wrong and prove myself right. Because now I'm 44, I'm getting younger. Because I'm doing it right. So I can play music for 10 hours. I'm never tired. I'm getting younger because the spiritual life of music that I've led rightly is helping me now.
Sit down, not this time. Too many people, they stand now because no, I don't apologize for those who they stand here. No vex. Yeah. Whether you like or you know, like, after you hear this true talk, after you like or you know, like, after you hear this true talk, if you like it good,
yeah, yeah.
If you know, like, you hang,
yeah, yeah.
If you like it good,
yeah, yeah.
If you know, like, you hang,
yeah, yeah.
If you hang, you go die.
Yeah, yeah.
You die for nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
You go carry your body, go police station. You die wrongfully.
You sit down for ground, your leg will be shaking. Look at you. Look at you, look at you. Sit down for ground, your leg will be shaking. Look at you. Look at you, look at you. You sit down for ground, your leg will be shaking. Look at you. Don't forget your leg,
in the African community, there's some special women. They call them Yalaji. It means women who have special powers to see the future, you know, to see front and back. You know, these are the special women. And people always, important people always have them around, you know, in the African home. Like I have my own Yalaje in my house, you know, who advises me what to do.
By now, some of Fela's wives are gone. There are 15 left. These women display a remarkable courage, for life is often difficult in the Calicutu Republic. Fela may very well be one of the greatest music stars in all Africa. Nonetheless, he continues to exist in an entrenched camp, a genuine rebel zone, and those in power don't like it. On Friday, February 18, 1977, around noon, 1,000-odd soldiers surround Calicutu, machine guns at the ready. The siege lasts 15 hours. There's some mortar fire. A generator explodes. The house catches fire. The rebels are forced to surrender. Fela and his mother are thrown out of the window. The soldiers behave like brutes. They rape the women, after inflicting all kinds of outrages on them. They beat everyone with clubs. Fela and his tribe find themselves in prison. They will remain behind bars for 1 month before they are expelled from Nigeria. They take refuge in Accra, in Ghana.
Now, there has not been anybody in this whole politics in Africa. Only two people have walked on the streets to follow people to where they are going. Nkrumah and my mother. What are you talking about? All this nonsense that you have hanging around here. They sit down in cars, man. This government threw my mother out of window. Mrs. Fumilayo Anikulaku Kuti, who fought her blood for this country on the streets.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them burn many houses.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them burn my house too.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them kill my mama.
Waka, waka, waka.
So I carry the coffin.
Waka, waka, waka.
I waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them waka, waka, waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
We go up a lane.
Waka, waka, waka.
We go down them barracks.
Waka, waka, waka.
We reach them gate you.
Waka, waka, waka.
We put the coffin down.
Waka, waka, waka.
Obasanjo dey there.
Waka, waka, waka.
Put the coffin down.
There
no one to take out.
There
no one to take out. Who go one take coffin?
There
must take out.
Not
the bad, bad, bad things.
But the hostilities between Fela and the Nigerian authorities never ceased. In the fall of 1981, following his third European tour, an intense press campaign is launched against him. This time, Fela is charged with assault with a weapon. A crime punishable by death. In December 1981, the army attacks Calicutu again. The film crew was present on the day of the attack. There was no time to film it, only to take photographs. In the blink of an eye, the army surrounds the house. Soldiers rush in, men capable of anything. A few tear gas bombs make it impossible to breathe. The place has to be evacuated. Then the soldiers go at it with a vengeance. They plunder the house. Their clubs spare neither pregnant women nor children. Fela himself is seriously beaten. The queens are whipped with chains. The entire tribe is dragged away. Once more, Fela finds himself in prison.
Just saw the police, they brought about 5 load of Land Rover, this big lorries at first. They just jumped down, surrounded the house, started beating everybody, throwing tear gas. They rushed all of us inside the house, beating us. Later they left, they beat Fela. They stole all our money. Look all our property as it is. We don't know what happened. We didn't even know what offense Fela has made yet now, because they just came, beating everybody up, and this is what they've been doing.
From their trunks down and up. 5 months old child, for that matter. Throw him up and down.
We know what do we do?
All my body they pain me. They knock me. They throw all my private part apart inside the bus. What have I done? And I'm pregnant. What have I done to these people? 7 months old pregnancy. I've not done anything wrong.
Show, please.
But in my head, they do worse things for us here in Africa. Nothing we could do about it. It's only fella that is up, and they know fella is the only one preaching about all this injustice they've been doing. That's why they always ban some fella. They're always after fella, and they don't have anything to hold on him. Fella is an innocent man.
A part of the Nigerian press takes up the old assault charge and deliberately attempts to portray Fela as public enemy number one. Fela represents a real threat to the establishment. He must be discredited at any price. But the charges seem such an obvious frame-up that Fela is freed on bail after 10 days. The case is dismissed soon after. He's still considering running for president in the 1983 elections, even if he realizes there is only a small chance that his candidacy will be recognized. But the Queens have kept their spirits high. The shrine is officially closed, yet Fela goes on. Nothing can stop him from singing or speaking.
Because, my brothers, what is happening in Nigerian prisons is nothing short of Nazism. What they were doing in the concentration camps in Germany in 1940. I saw it with my eyes. They were flogging boys, 8 in the morning, 24 strokes. They put sand on the body before they flogged them. And this is not from court order. This is just what does enjoyment. When boys come, when boys just come from a waiting trial, they bring them from prison, about 50, 60 of them, they will pack them for one small room. Then they beat them first because they come from prison. I mean, everything is so nasty there, man. Then my brother, let me tell you what I experienced. A day for prison room. The basin, you just put up a toilet. So one water come. You see the basin for toilet? You say that basin, you say bring them. We say, okay, beg, we don't need to use this plate basin to shop. Now we take and see her for toilet, we take her in peace. Not me to talk, oh. Come here and not talk. Because I had too much pain in my body to talk. You know, all my body was just pain.
One thing I want to assure them, if they think I'm going to change or compromise in my attitude, in my way of life, or in my expression, or in my goal towards politics, they are making me stronger. And I'm much more stronger now. So, as a matter of fact, I'm surprised that I'm so well so quickly. You know, the kind of beating I got, you know.
And you want to see the police beating? It's terrible, I assure you. You must see it. Look at it. Yeah. See? Look at my ash. Right out of my ash, man. See? Bad. All over my body, man. Top to bottom. They beat the shit out of me. But I say I didn't die. Because my name is Aniku Lakbo. I have death in my pouch. I can't die. They can't kill me. 1, 2, 3.
I'm rubber.
Yes, argument about stealing. Somebody don't take his love to belong to another person.
top of the road on this side. People, the worker, office, the workers, labor, workers, workers, workers. Them go they worker, inside bus, them go they. Motorcycle, them the ride. Plenty, plenty crowd, inside this crowd. Sometimes for one corner, sometimes for one street. You go there here, kacham kacham, tip tip tip, kacham kacham, rope rope rope, kacham kacham, rubber rubber, kacham kacham, pull up, grab up, chase up, hold it, kacham, get up, go down, chase up, kacham kacham, rubber rubber, looking goes dark, kacham kacham, chasing. Looking go start, watching go start, chasing go start. Somebody go there, where them go grab, them go beat them well, well, them fist lynch them well, well. Police go come well, well, them go carry them go cut, them fit put them 6 months.
Them go put them for 1 year.
Them fit put them 2 years are innocent.
Them go put them for 5 years.
See? Them fit put them 7 years.
Them go put them for 10 years.
If not, them go shoot them well. Them go shoot them for armed robbery. Instead of workers, we have officials. Instead of buses, them they ride motor car. Instead of motorcycle, now helicopter. Instead of them waka, now waka go waka for them. You not go hear them shout, you not go hear them shout at all. You not go hear them shout, and you go say in those words at all. You not go hear them say, you not go hear them shout. Different way be them way. Now see the last style, be them style.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh yes, oh, of course, you can still live with the government, why not?
Yes,
oh.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
That's a belly talk, that's a belly talk. All of them, the rogues.
Yes, 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 yes.
I say authority people, stars are robbery.
Yes, yes, yes.
I say authority stealing, bars are robbery. Nonsense.
Ah, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes. Have you written about ITT? Because they are the senior exploiters of this universe, of this world. I've had ITT stories all over the world, man. I've had the stories in America, in Europe, in Chile, all over. But I didn't know what ITT was about until I met M.K. Abiola himself. Then I see the evil, the kind of multinational evil they are trying to do. And I ask myself, what is multinational? All Nigerians are uninational. Why is some people multinationals? You see, then the question arises, what can I do about this? And Mr. M.K. Abiola, some time ago, went to report to the police on the 27th of August, 1979, that I robbed his wife. The police came to investigate this matter. The police found that at that particular time, at 5 o'clock on that day, I was performing on television at about 150 miles away from where this robbery was supposed to take place. So I started on his ass. I wanted the police to charge him for false information. But the police and the government covered this whole story up. It's 3 years from now, 4 years. You see, so you can see the evil of these people. Then the $2.8 billion matter came and I had to give evidence of it. So I saw roguery, criminality, robbery of the nation by a particular people, the government. You see what's happening in Nigeria? Uh-huh. Now you see, so I have to sing about it. And I have to sing straight for the people to understand.
For them culture to carry seeds. During this time them come colonize us. Them come teach us to carry seeds. Long, 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 long time ago. African man will not they carry seeds. Ethiopian man teach us to carry seeds. Many foreign artists in Africa carry all the money go. Many foreign companies stay Africa carry all the money go. Then go write in remains and dig this paper carry all the money go. Then go write it for newspaper carry all my Africans. Oppression, inflation, oppression. Them get the one style way that they use. Them get the one style way that they use. Them go pick up African man. Them go pick one African man. A man with low mentality. Them go give you $1 million bread. To pick up the ability that I. Then go give ya $1 million bread to become one you see less in chief. Him go grab some $1,000 bread to become one you see less in chief. Like rat they do, them go they do from corner corner, passy passy under under, passy passy all the side, passy passy in, passy passy under under, passy passy side the side, passy passy side. These bodies passing in, passy, passy out, passy, passy, corner, corner, passy, passy, under, under, passy, passy, side, side, passy, passy, in, passy, passy out, passy, passy, corner, corner.
What has America done to Africa that is bad? Bringing arms, dividing the people, wrong knowledge, bringing Christianity, bringing Jesus Christ, turning the people's minds upside down, bringing in fertilizers, doing shit, wanting to bring Western civilization here. America and England trying to brainwash Africans. They are the colonialists. They were the slave riders.
Start them oppression. Start to steal money like a pastor Joanna Biola. International TT. ITT. International RO. International T. International RO. Fuck them well, 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 well. Fuck them well, 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 well. Go fuck them well, well, one day, well, well. Go fuck them well, 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 one day. Go fuck them well, well, one day, well, 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 well.
Everybody knows Africa has to be united now to have any headway. But how is it going to happen? It's a great question. If I can take this country, then Africa is settled. Once there's a good government in one African country, the whole of Africa will be liberated. See, we only need one good government, a straight and progressive, clean government that knows what it's doing. No diplomacy, no compromises, yeah, no agreement, no Marxism, Leninism, no capitalism, Africanism. Music is the weapon. Music is the thing of the future. Music is the weapon of the future. And something tells me I'm right. So I'll be president one day. Don't worry.
Ja, vi kommer aldrig få veta om Nigeria hade mått bra av att ha en så funkig president som Fela Kuti, eller om det hade räddat hela Afrika som han själv var inne på här i slutet av filmen. Han dog nämligen 59 år gammal i AIDS 1997. Och om du blir sugen på att kolla upp Fela Kuti på skiva så kan jag berätta att han under sin karriär släppte ett 50-tal plattor. De flesta med väldigt många långa låtar. En bra start är samlingsskivan som passande nog heter The Best Best of Fela Kuti. Musikprogrammet är slut för ikväll. Nästa vecka så blir det bland annat Dexys Midnight Runners och ett reportage apropå att det är väldigt ont om kvinnliga pop- och rockartister som skriver sin musik på svenska. Vart är den nya Eva Dahlgren till exempel? Glöm inte bort att gå in på vår hemsida svt.se så ses vi om en vecka. Hej!